And then we're going to breathe out with the R sound, poking our tongue out and looking as fierce as we can.
It's the lion pose that gets the group laughing. It is hard to keep a straight face when you're roaring.
Do we all feel silly? Good.
Hello, I'm Peter Dougherty, and as you might have guessed, I'm at a yoga class today. But it's probably not what you imagine. There's no yoga mats or stretchy gym gear to be seen, and the teacher and most of the class here are wearing work boots as they attempt to do the cat and cow pose.
Now, if we sit down and pretend we're in the tractor, continuing with our breathing, we're going to do a seated cat and cow pose, which is just seated like
welcome to a tractor yoga demonstration class in the New South Wales town of Trundle. Their teacher is local Greenthorpe farmer turned yoga teacher Chris Wills. He's adapted a series of exercises for farmers to do in the comfort of their tractor cabs to help them keep physically fit and mentally alert.
And then as we exhale, we stretch our up and stretch our back. We're warming up a little bit here.
Chris hasn't always been a yoga enthusiast. By his own admission, he had to be dragged along to his first class. But now he's a convert, even travelling to Cambodia to further his studies.
I went kicking and screaming and was the ultimate sceptic. I was, there's nothing in that for me. But I was very wrong.
Was there a point after you'd been practicing yoga for a while where it started to gel and you got more out of it?
The initial classes were bad back yoga to improve the lower back of people who are physically active. And that was pretty well straight away the improvement there in my body. And as I continued more, there was something else in yoga that I couldn't quite explain to, so I pursued it a little bit. With a bit more study and I've found that it is really good for a lot of my mental stability, being able to slow my mind down and just live in the present moment, even if it's only for a moment.
What's driving a tractor like for your mental health? Does your mind go to other things besides what you're doing? Do you play over events in your life and things outside the farm?
You take everything along because it's a long time sitting there without much stimulation other than the ABC radio. What is there to do in the tractor? You think about what you've done in the past, what you want to do in the future. Think about your family, kids, and why aren't I playing with my granddaughter, which would be better than any of this. But it's just one of those things that you're in the tractor and you've got to make the best of it. And a little bit of yoga and taking a bit of time out when you're filling up the cedar, just to do a shavasana where you just rest and relax everything. Surely I've got 5 minutes to do that. You just push all the feelings of the day away and you can just relax the whole body.
Trundle farmer Cole Quaid has just done his first tractor yoga session.
I found it very interesting to come to the yoga. We all guessed and wondered and giggled a bit as to what was going to be involved, but Chris did a wonderful job of explaining and giving us some exercise and tips that life doesn't have to be so busy in our mind. As he said then, when he comes and loads the grouper or loads the air seeder, he gets in back into the tractor a little bit busy and wondering if he did this, wondering if he did that, and to be able to go through the exercise that he showed, I could really see that coming into place. And a little bit of stretch in that. We farmers think we work hard. A lot of it's mental, and I think it's a very important that we address our mental side of it. I could see it becoming a part of my life.
Unlike many other forms of exercise, yoga is about the breath and the movement at the same time.